Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on a podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
What's the matter, Alan?
I've got a really sore neck.
Oh, this, what happened?
This episode of Robota gave me whiplash.
Wow. Yes. Because that's right, baby. We are back with Robotica on Rise of the Robots.
So yeah, I'm Alan, he's the Grizz.
Yep. Apparently, so they say.
Yeah. Oh, I have to say, after coming off Robot Wars revealed, which is so straight face and po-faced and just, yeah.
And plus, also because it's like the backstage show as well, so it's significantly calmer, for lack of a better word. Like, it's shown so little of the actual fighting and just more of the, this is what's going on backstage. It's so much more chilled out. And then watching this first episode of Robotica, where it's just, it is just like taking like a fistful of speed and just like, I don't know what the fuck is going on now. In your face, robot metal munching action.
So Robotica.
That was the style at the time.
So Robotica. Now, am I right in remembering that Robotica used to have 3 challenges and then the fight to the finish?
Yes, it did. It had the gauntlet, which was just a straightforward bulldoze straight ahead through all these items. Then there was like, there was the kind of maze that got to the middle. And then there was the third challenge, which I cannot for the life of me remember at this point. But yeah, there used to be 3 challenges and then the fight to the finish. So they've kind of almost combined like 2 of the old challenges into 1. And so it's 2 challenges and fight to the finish now. But it's probably so that the final episode doesn't run about an hour and a half like it did last time. Because when I recorded Robotica off of the TV, as I've probably told this story before, I set it to record for an hour. So I missed the final.
Oh, buddy.
And it wasn't until we rewatched Robotica for this podcast that I finally got to see the fight to the finish, to see Run Amok win season 1.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
So we get the introduction of the first 2 robots that are taking part.
Yep. Oh shit, I didn't actually take a note of where they're from.
They're from America. They're from America, that's all we need to know.
Okay. Hailing from America, it's Zero.
Which is a pyramid painted in camouflage colours with 2 drill bits as weapons. Because those famously have been very successful. And in a series where the only time you're fighting another robot is in a pushing contest, what you really want is a weapon.
So, Alan, whereabouts are these drill bits? Surely they'll be quite low to the ground so that you can, like, kind of numb up some tires. Very, like, you know, something that Rera's really into is munching on tires.
No, they're right at the top.
But what?
You heard me.
But why would you put them up there?
Yeah.
So we get like a 5-minute introduction of Team Zero, which also includes, oh, you better believe it, baby, is back. The Builder driving on top of the robot.
Oh, fuck. I was like, well, at least we won't see anyone straddling robots. 2 minutes in, fuck, I was wrong. Wait a minute. Chris, I resurrected it!
Holy boss.
It's just a little smoky. It's still good.
It's still good. Who'd have thunk that? I thought we were going to lay that thing to rest. Sentences, yes, please. Let me take that one again. You can keep all this in, but
yeah.
Take two. Clap. I thought we could have laid that. I thought we could have laid that thing to rest, but apparently it is battling on. It is staying with us because the scariest part of this is the fact that I want to hope that they did not have the weapon on at the point where he was driving around in it, because see if that robot came to a sudden stop and he slid down it, that is cock and balls right in those grinders. That can snag something.
Oh, Jesus!
I mean, I'm sure when we were all younger we watched a bit of that fucking Pain Olympics on the internet, but this is bringing stuff like that to a whole new level.
Absolutely.
And if you haven't seen the Pain Olympics, don't Google it. Or do. I mean, I'm not here to tell you what to do with your life. I'm just saying, like, if you are going to do it, be prepared to be shocked. It's not safe for work. I should definitely mention that. Anyway, now that I've traumatized any listeners that are curious enough to do so, we'll introduce Zero's opponent, the Knucklebuster from Canada.
Which, at first, see when I first watched this episode, I was like, oh yeah, this is the robot that's winning. Because it seems to be so perfectly designed. It's got a high ground clearance, it's got custom tires, it's got its weapons actually will help it in these type of events.
And they do, to a very big degree. Like, I was about to elaborate, but then realized that we should explain the first event, which is the new and improved Gauntlet.
Yes, so, Grizz, would you like to do your zippy and zany best? And please tell us the rules.
The bots start at the starting position and have to blast through wood, cans, bricks, and cement blocks, each amassing 10 points. Then they have to come back down their opponent's path, which will gain you another 5 points for each pile of rubble that they pass. They then go into the center arena. The first bot gets 10 points and the second arriving gets 5. They break the glass panes, and whoever breaks the final pane will get 15 points, and the round is over.
Which it seems really, really complicated.
It's the new Gauntlet.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you just, every time you're like, okay, so then you break that, then you break that. I do like the idea that you get extra points for driving over the rubble that the other team has left.
Because that is probably the most difficult part of this entire thing, is driving over crap that's lying about. It's probably very easy for you to push out your own rubble, but to drive over somebody else's. Yeah, oh, that's going to be quite difficult.
I forgot there was something that was worded really strangely, which is the guy who built Pyramid had dyslexia.
Zero,
sorry.
Yes, he had it, and he's now overcame it. Pardon me.
We don't overcome shit like that, we just think we do. And then we go, yes, no, we're absolutely successfully masking. Oh, wait, shit, we stared at someone in a bar. Yes, we're masking absolutely fine. Anyway, yes. This is where I actually have the note of Robotica seems to be pulling in two completely different directions.
Oh, yeah. It's we're kind of discussing this before we started. It's like when everything is in the arena, it's chaotic. It's a million miles an hour. As I kind of alluded to, it's like you just took a whole bunch of speed and then you're just like kind of gliding through the existence of time, like at warp speed. But then it's just like, and here are the Roboteers. Oh, this guy likes to paint models in his spare time. He's such a quiet and happy little person that just enjoys the finer things in life. But then all of a sudden when he gets in the arena, that's when his darker side appears.
Absolutely.
So we get a familiar face as our man on the side, Dan Danknik, is here for to be the resident tech expert.
Yeah, someone watched the BattleBots and went, oh, that Bill Nye thing is actually quite interesting, but let's have someone who actually knows what the fuck he's talking about and has obviously taken a couple of lessons, so he's far more charismatic than when he was commentating the pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah, jeez. Like, it's bad when an actual genuine humanoid robot, like, R2-K2, whatever the fuck his name was. I think that was it. Wasn't it R2-K2?
Something like that.
When he had more charisma, and he was just a string of really bad robot references. Let's kick some butt. Or butt. God damn it. Yeah, like, it definitely looks like Dan Danknik has went to like an actor's class or two just to just get a little bit of charisma, because he is like night and day here. And even, in fact, you know what, at this point, Dan Danknik, one of the very few people that's done the big three.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
So, we finally get to the start, both Zero and the Knuckle Buster. They're ready to start, and it all goes pretty well to begin with for both teams, and then it's almost like, almost simultaneously, they both get stuck right at the same point, kind of like at the bricks.
Yeah. Basically what happens is they barrel the bricks over and it's gone absolutely fine. And then as they're driving over the bricks, that's when, because the bricks are just tall enough to high side both of them.
Mm-hmm. Is the kind of one flaw that I've noticed, which is the Roboteers are standing right next to this arena and there's like no plexiglass,
which they do at one point go, oh, and there's plexiglass.
Yes, I can't remember what one that was for, but it's sure as hell ain't this one.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not like you would get stuff like dust being kicked up or chunks of stone.
Yeah, nothing like that.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you know, at least these robots still don't have wires connected to it when they're trying to fight, so there's that.
Yeah, there's that too, yep. So, there's then, eventually both robots manage to work themselves free, and just as Zero is finishing the last section that locks up with Knucklebuster, and Knucklebuster just drives over the top of them.
Yes. This was like a really perfect kind of...
Actually, I think Knucklebuster knocked over Zero's concrete slabs for them.
Alright. I think Zero might have just got moved enough to knock them over just before, because there is a question, I think it's in the next one actually, that we'll get to, where there's something that I need to question about that. But I think Zero might have just maybe knocked them over, because they are awarded 40 points for their efforts. But yeah, Knucklebuster just drives over Zero and then just soundly just takes its time, knocking down all the panes of glass, blam, plows through the final pane of glass, gets the final 15 points. So your scores at the end of round one is Zero with 40 points and the Knucklebuster with 90.
I just love the end where it's like, oh, and the ending is all the robots have to drive through a field of glass.
Yeah, all these little bits and pieces that are going to go in your robot.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, the one thing that I really want to take away from this is like how impressive, like, Knucklebuster's arms were at working with the situations, because there was a few times where that robot got stuck, but then it just got its arms in the right position that just tilted it in the perfect sort of way that it managed to, like, plow over everything. It was quite the ingenuity, I think that's the word I'm looking for. It was quite unique. It was very well engineered, and they did exactly what they were supposed to do. So, very much kudos.
Yep, absolutely. So, before we get to the second gauntlet, we have to introduce our two remaining robots in this episode.
Introducing first... It's the killer, Gorilla!
Oh, this thing looks dreadful. It looks like a remote control car with a toy monkey on it.
Oh dear. And then we get like a whole like 5 minute bit about the driver. It's like, oh, he's obsessed with monkeys. That's why he made a monkey robot. Cool. Monkeys suck. I hate monkeys.
Absolutely.
Bloody ugly. Granted, it wasn't moving this time, but we did get a shot of the builder's other half standing on top of the robot. But, you know, maybe they admit she might have tried to ride it around a bit later, but at least it was static. Sorry. Yeah, so the only monkey that I'd say is even slightly cute is Marcel from Friends.
I don't know what that for. Have you
seen any of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies?
Yes.
Right, so you know the little monkey in that? That's actually the same actor monkey.
Oh, awesome!
Like, it's like legit the same one that was in Friends.
Oh.
Not like same species, genuine same monkey.
Fair enough.
And his opponent. Take a shot, because you got tetanus!
Tetanus, right, Tetanus looks like a robot that someone's built, and then as they've shown up, the producers went, no, you need to reduce your weight, so they just ripped a chunk of the side armor off.
Yeah, it's like, it's not exactly a very armored robot to begin with, and then like just the sides are completely exposed, and it's like, okay. I will admit, I kind of fast-forwarded through these bits a little, because I feel like they're just far too long. I did watch a little bit of Technicis, though, and it did say that Tetanus, like, everything that was needed to build the robot was found at, like, a flea market, which was quite interesting. But just when I seen, like, the monkeys come up, I was like, I don't care. This has nothing to do with anything.
Absolutely.
But, nevertheless, we are finally back in the arena, where Tetanus and the killer gorilla are going to run the gauntlet.
So, this is a really intense, really hard-fought contest.
Yeah, and for both of them.
And then there was this weird moment where... So, Tetanus has it won, and then Killer Gorilla goes, wait a minute. I can just push this guy off the side of the arena.
Yeah. There is this funny little moment just before we get to it where Tetanus is going around the arena and then we cut to the Tetanus cam and it goes right into Killer Gorilla. This is the point I was going to get to, is does Tetanus get the points? Because it totally knocked down Killer Gorilla's cement slabs before the two of them went up the ramp, or they went round. So did Tetanus get the points for knocking down Killer Gorilla's slabs? That's what I want to know.
I don't think they do.
so we get the camera shot of Tetanus as it goes right into Killer Gorilla, and Zappa just goes, ooh, hello monkey. That amused me highly. And then we get to the part you're talking about where we're in the middle arena with the glass field.
Yep.
Because Tetanus gets up there really quickly and is working on the glass where you could just see in the background Killer Gorilla just flailing about, trying really hard to get past all the debris. It finally gets up, and then, as you say, Alan, it just goes, well, Tetanus, here's the thing. Fuck you.
Uh-huh.
And then just pushes it off the site.
And here's the thing. The thing that will then... Because even though at the moment, there is a very... Tetanus is still ahead on points, but hey, the last panel's coming down. And, I mean, you just need to drive through some glass. That's not at all going to completely F your robot and make you find out that you don't have a working Shreemech.
Yeah, because Killer Gorilla sets it up, right, the glass come down, this is it, it's going to be the big finish, you know, the beautiful camera angle, just like in the first gauntlet, where the amazing camera angle of the robot busting through the glass and it looking all epic and awesome. Here we go, Killer Gorilla's go for it, and he gives himself a concussion.
He misses the glass, and then the second attempt, he gets himself stuck upside down.
He pretty much drives up the glass and flips himself over, and then the commentators are like, oh, it's okay, he's got the lifting mechanism that can flip him back over. Okay, maybe not.
I mean, it's not like that's one of the things that you'd assume was meant to be the purpose.
Yeah. Something must have happened to it during the runaround, because it was definitely being used at one point and then just stopped working.
Yep.
So, because Killer Gorilla did not get that last pain, the scores at the end of round one are Killer Gorilla have 65 points to Tetanus, who has 70 points. So Tetanus in the lead.
Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Grizz and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled TekNoAxe.
We go into the labyrinth.
Which, for the labyrinth, we will need a rules explanation.
So the boss start in a turntable. There are 6 panes of glass to be smashed, but each has a challenge, such as moving a 200 plus pound box or navigating the field of spikes, both which give you 15 points apiece. Getting over the suspension bridge or beat the pneumatic flipper will give you 20 points apiece. Beating the sandpit and the cargo rollers will give you 25 points apiece. Then, the gates unlock, and the competitors must ram down 2 said spring-loaded gates to get the final pane of glass worth 30 points and victory. And just as you thought the labyrinth was dangerous enough, it is patrolled by the robotic rats, Red Rat and Black Rat.
The rats are so bad.
They're fucking adorable. I love them so much.
They're adorable, yes.
It's the bit where it's like, and they're being patrolled by the rats. And then the 2 rats are in the little cages banging their faces against them.
And then like, you see them against the actual robots and they're so dinky.
Yeah. It's just, it's like way to give like robots so much personality by like them like banging up against their chains like they're actually like rabid rats that are trying to get out.
Absolutely.
So we, oh, on you go.
One thing, you mentioned it was a 200 pass. Yeah, that's actually how they get the weight in it. They go into the bathroom of every college and school in America and just get them to squeeze into a box.
That's the most disgusting thing that I've ever heard in my goddamn life.
You're the one that brought it up.
It's just a box full of pus. Oh.
I mean, it could be worse. I don't know how, but it could be.
I would have thought you would have edited the bit out where I set up 200 bus box, but now that you've made a reference to it, I don't think you can.
No, we'll see.
So we get Zero versus the Knuckle Buster in the labyrinth.
Yeah, so I kind of get lost at first here because I'm just like, oh, so it's a race?
Kind of. It's first come, first serve on the glass panes. So it's really about strategy. It's about, do you want to try and see if your robot will negotiate the harder obstacles for the bigger points? Or do you want to play it more safe?
And try and get as many easier out of the way. Yeah.
Getting easier obstacles for less points and hoping that that would tally up. So it's all down to what your robot can do, because obviously, like, for example, Zero and the way that that's built, like, there are things in the labyrinth that I don't think Zero would be able to do. Like, go over the suspension bridge, for example, I think it would get stuck.
Yeah, absolutely.
But as we've seen in Zero's VT, we know that it's actually kind of comfortable in sand, so that helped it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's... I do also... So, one thing... So, basically, what they have to do to get... I'm assuming this TV series was sponsored by a Glazers. Because the amount of fucking glass they go through.
Yeah.
One issue that they do have is a load of teams haven't thought this through.
No.
And they're just basically wiping their chub on the glass so that it doesn't break it.
Yeah, because like you see that like almost every robot, like Zero does have a sort of like pipe that sticks out that kind of helps with that sort of stuff, whereas Knuckle Buster doesn't. And so Knuckle Buster goes over the suspension bridge at one point, but it cannot reach the glass pane because it's very high up. So it just kind of fobs off at one point. And,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, that glass was never really broken. So I'll quickly run through who got what, because I did take kind of separate notes for everything. So the Knuckle Buster got the glass that requires it to go over the spikes. Zero then gets the glass that requires it to go over the sand. Knuckle Buster then goes over the bridge but can't reach the glass pane, so it leaves it. Zero gets over the pneumatic flipper, gets the points there. Knuckle Buster gives up the glass and moves on, as I said. Zero then tries to prevent Knuckle Buster from moving the big box, and this is when a massive scrap between the two of them happens, and Knuckle Buster dies.
Yeah, Knuckle Buster just conks that, and you can actually see it starting to conk out.
It's like, stop, I'm about to pass out.
And that means that Knuckle Buster, which up until this point had probably been the favourite.
Yeah, this was a definite switch in momentum for these two robots. Because after that, Zero gets swarmed by the rats, but then manages to get over the cargo rollers, which is another of the obstacles that I thought Zero would have actually had a bit of trouble with. There was a lot of like bumpy related stuff that I thought may have held up Zero, but it actually done pretty well to get over a lot of it.
Absolutely, it's really quite.
It definitely surprised me.
I do love that Zero does go at one point. I think there's one challenge left, and they just go, but we don't need to because we've won.
Yeah, I think like there was there must be like a Jesus Christ, there must be like an unwritten time limit to this, because obviously there's the suspension bridge, which Zero knows that they wouldn't be able to make over, and the other challenge is the moving the box, and obviously they can't do that because Knuckle Buster's broken down in front of it. So they're just like, womp, 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 right, you can go to the last obstacle and knock down the gates and win. And then after Zero knocks down the last glass pane, the driver of Zero has a conniption fit. I mean, the term bad winner kind of comes up here with that kind of victory celebration.
Yeah, see that bit where you said you got over your autism?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That says what it is.
I mean, so,
woofa. That was something else.
Hey, you know what? At least he feels confident enough to express himself. Fair play to him.
I guess. Good for him. I mean, I can't exactly say that I won't have a similar reaction if I ever won a robot fight, but I would try to at least not drop down on the floor and actually look like I was having a fit, because there was that point where I was starting to get genuinely worried. That's like, wait, is something actually happening to him? But then he got back up and hugged his team, and it's like, okay, everything's fine, he's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the results at the end of round two are Zero gets 100 points and the Knuckle Buster gets 15. a stark contrast. And so with that, we have our final totals, which is Zero with 140 points and Knuckle Buster with 105, meaning Zero will now be in the fight to the finish.
Hurrah!
But who will he fight? Who will he fight? Alan, I was going to call you Andy for some reason.
Andrew's my father's name, thank you very much. He will fight the winner of the clash between Killer Gorilla and Tetanus, who immediately go for each other.
Yeah, so the start in the middle, which is like a revolving podium, very a la season one of Robot Wars. And at the beginning of the first round with Zero and Knuckle Buster, the two of them were just struggling to get out. But this one was the complete opposite. It was Killer Gorilla and Tetanus going at it and like essentially fighting each other to try and get out. It's like, I'm going first. No, I'm going first. Tetanus had a bit of a bother with their armor going into this event. And they says that they borrowed some kind of armament off of another team, and it's just as old and probably just as bad, so they say. So there was that.
Yeah.
They then fight in front of the place where the rats are held, because the rats don't come out right away. And I think they knocked down the panel, so like the rats are released early from their cage, because in the first event they came out like kind of halfway through the event, like both the robots had started scoring points at this point, but the rats came out right away at the beginning of this one.
Absolutely, and the rats just kind of, at this point you realise, oh right, the rats are just there to look pretty.
Yeah, they are pretty funny. I like them.
Absolutely.
So both fight in the sand, but Tetanus takes the glass for that one. The Killer Gorilla gets the glass from the Flipper, and then as he drives past, he puts Tetanus back in the sand. Killer gets over the bridge for more glass as Tetanus just tackles one of the red rat at one point.
Yep.
Gorilla attempts the spikes, which he also completes. And then just kind of at this point, it just seemed as if Tetanus just couldn't really get anywhere. It just kept stumbling about, just not really having a plan of where it wanted to go or what it wanted to do. It eventually gets over the rollers for some glass, and then Gorilla moves the box and gets even more glass. So Gorilla is significantly in the lead at this point, as all the glass is broken, and we get to the final pain being available. And this is when the next big tussle between the two of them happened, as both of them are pretty much fighting each other to get into the final gate, which the Killer Gorilla finally gets through, takes the last pain, and gets the victory.
Absolutely. And that's, I think that ends up being crucial to the decision, because I think it's really close up until that point.
Pretty much is, yeah. Try to do the quick math here. I think it would probably be almost equal. Tetanus was to get that pain, because the results for this round are Killer Gorilla gets 100 points with Tetanus getting 50 points, and so the totals for the two events are Killer Gorilla with 165 and Tetanus with 120. So if Tetanus was to get the 25 points, I think they would be on par, or like, you know, there would only be very few points in it.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it really all hinged on that last pain, essentially.
So we get to the fight to the finish, which we know what's going to happen. One of the robots will get underneath the other, and it will hold it there for a minute, and it will be really awkward and boring as everyone waits for the inevitable to happen.
Incorrect, because they now have the holding rule.
Which sucks, and I don't like it.
Well, you can't have everything. You can't complain that, oh, one robot's just going to hold the other against the wall until the thing falls over. And then, like, okay, we'll introduce a rule to prevent that from happening. Oh, I don't like that either. Well, what else do you want? Pick one or the other. You can't have both. You can't have everything.
Yes, I can. I'm a fan on the internet.
So, Gorilla's Lifter is all bent up after the last event. Mm-hmm. So they had to get that straightened out before we enter. So the fight to the finish, the final match, is Zero versus the Killer Gorilla.
And I still love that they do the ridiculous, the descending ramps.
I love it. Like, see, this is the thing. They
fixed
like,
them this time, because last time one of them had broke, so they just had to wheel it back.
That's right. And it just kind of flopped off the edge, like, very disappointingly. Because, see, this is the thing about it. Oh, yeah. And then, like, there was just that kind of, like, oh, and we're starting. Like, normally there's the kind of, right, 2 years back to your corners, okay, now start. But, like, the ramps weren't even up yet, and the two of them started fighting.
Them's a fighting words.
Like, they even started fighting, and one of the sides wasn't even fully up yet.
And this is a really brutal back-and-forth fight.
Mm-hmm. Look, I was, The thing that did confuse me was Zero did get in under Killer Gorilla at one point and had it up in the corner, and then a counter all of a sudden appeared on the screen, and I was like, uh oh, is this 10 seconds till the sides drop?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. So I was going, okay, fine.
Right, well, there you go. Zero wins, good for him.
Because I actually think what would have been more interesting is that if you push your opponent against the wall like that, maybe there should be like a 10 second counter goes, the team has to escape, or the thing comes down early.
Maybe.
But
no, the 15 seconds elapse and Zero has to move away because pinning, and both collide back in the middle of the arena. Killer Gorilla gets the rush, gets Zero out of the arena, and gets a medal.
Yeah, they actually get a medal.
Like, Robotica is, like, really, like, the sort of bastard stepchild of robot combat when you think about it. Because it's like, oh, you get medals and, like, not a trophy, but an actual cup.
Uh-huh.
And just the way that, like, they do everything so much differently. Even back then, Robot Wars or BattleBots ever did, it's just, it really is its own kind of show.
Absolutely. It's a great show, though. I love it.
Yeah. I know, and I feel like it's completely needed as well. Like, because it doesn't take itself too seriously, and that's what makes it perfect.
Absolutely.
So the Killer Gorilla advances to the final. And who will join him? Well, you're just going to have to find out next week. Because unless Alan has trivia, I believe this may be us for a week.
No trivia.
Damn it, because I do love the trivia segments.
I'll be honest, I haven't looked.
I think, Robotica is quite... There's not anywhere near as much information about this show as there is on any of the other ones, so we just have to take it at face value.
Yeah, absolutely.
So join us again next week for more Robotica.